Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our party planning collection and is titled Party Planning Tips and Reminders That Every Hostess Should Know and is written by me. If you are like me, then you love a good party. Whether I am attending one or throwing one, I love a reason to get together with my crew and celebrate. If you are a seasoned partier, then what I'm about to share can just be helpful reminders, although I may surprise you with a few fresh ideas. But if you are new to this, I hope what I'm about to share will give you the courage to jump in and plan your own soiree. Planning a party does not need to be overwhelming, and it can be done very simply. Start small and work your way to something much larger. I have listed a few tips on planning and what you need to remember before and after the party. And if you want some picture inspiration, check out this article online as well. Start with inspiration. Some small ideas to get you started. Consider hosting a play date. Invite a few friends with little ones. Spread some blankets out on the floor. Throw a few pillows around. Lay out a few toy bins. Turn on some fun background music and serve a few simple snacks and lemonade. The parents can chat while the little ones crawl around and play in contained fun. A coffee date. Invite a few of your besties over for coffee and or tea. Add a few muffins or cupcakes displayed on a cute plate. Place a few flowers in a pretty vase in the center. Throw in a few cute napkins and the scene is set. Enjoy. Cocktails and apps. To throw a more adult-friendly party, invite over a few friends and offer a fun cocktail selection that you can make up ahead of time and serve in mason jars. How cute is that? Shake, add a cute straw, and sip away. Maybe just focus on two recipes to start. Or offer a juice bar and a bottle of gin or vodka. Let your guests have fun creating their own concoctions. Add some background music, set out a few appetizers or finger foods. Costco is awesome for this. And have fun. Just don't forget the ice. When sending out your invites, don't forget to include a date and a time. Consider listing an end time if there is a time limit. Maybe you rented a party room for just 2 or 3 hours. Let your guests know. That way, if someone can't make it until late, they won't show up as the party is shutting down. That would be a bummer. Location. Even if it is just at your house, include that with the address so you don't leave your guests wondering. And if they are traveling from an unfamiliar location, GPS will help them find you. RSVP. Don't forget to list the name, contact info, and the date you need to know by. People tend to respond better to deadlines, so give them a date. Otherwise, you might never hear back. A theme or a dress code. Depending where your party is or who it is for, certain dress requirements or suggestions might be best. Maybe grandma wants everyone in her favorite color yellow, or maybe you plan to snap a group picture, so color coordination would be perfect. Or if you're hosting a theme party, encourage guests to dress the part. Now they are providing extra decor at no added cost to you. Instructions. Sometimes this might not be applicable, but if gifts will be involved, add a registry or in lieu of gifts, bring flowers kind of a thing. A catchy name. This is not needed and perhaps better for more experienced planners. But if you are feeling inspired, check out Pinterest for some great ideas like an I Do Barbecue. Before your party, plan ahead. Try to organize all of the food, drinks, and decorations ahead of time. This way, when the big day arrives, you can sit back and enjoy with all of your guests. Food. If you plan your event over mealtimes, then you need to feed your attendees. Otherwise, they will leave in search of food elsewhere, and that would be a party disaster. Snacks. If you plan your party in between meals, like from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, it still is polite to offer a few finger foods, a plate of cheese and crackers, and or fruits and veggies can be easily prepared ahead of time and will keep for a few hours while sitting out on the table. Drinks. Keep the age of your guests and the atmosphere in mind. Hosting in your home with white carpet, make sure the kids are served clear liquids with lids and straws. Fruit punch can make a mess. It is also helpful to mark any coolers, kid drinks, and adult drinks. This way, little Junior isn't digging through the beer to find an apple juice box. After your party, planning and hosting an event, no matter how big or small, can take time, creativity, and a lot of energy. Usually afterwards, you are ready to be done and move on to the next thing. But wait, the last thing, and usually the most important thing, that you need and should do is send out those thank you cards. Oftentimes, they can get pushed down on the list or even fall off of the list, but that is a major party foul. Think of how excited you are when you receive a sincere thank you note. Not just a generic one, but one that someone put time and effort into. One that was customized just for you. I bet it made you feel extra special. And I bet that extra good feeling made you appreciate that sweet sender even more. So now that you agreed just how important sending a thank you really is, I am going to let you in on one of my favorite tips. Hire out this last part. Yep, you heard that right. Did you know that there is now a service that will take care of this last, most important part for you? Whether you need to send one or 500 thank yous, With Thanks will now create these custom cards in the most beautiful handwriting and mail them out for you. So when your last party guest leaves, you are actually done with your party. How cool is that? Thank you cards are definitely expected when someone gives you a gift. But how about after a fun evening using With Thanks to send your friends a thank you card that tells them just how much you appreciate their friendship? What a fantastic way to cap a fun party. Not only will guests remember how awesome your event was, but they will feel humbled by the customized, genuine touch. Friends forever. I strongly encourage you to check out With Thanks for your next event. And if you would like a little photo inspiration and a list of everything I went through in this article, please check out www.adorethem.com and search for our party planning collection. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.